doing it humbly too.
Really?
Oh yeah. I'm being amazing humbly without shy. I'm Jade, by the way.
And I'm Winona, and she remembered to introduce us.
Yay!
I'm professional.
I'm professional. Wait, actually, we should do
this one. This one, because I'm not old.
Less nerdy.
Oh,
because you really are nerdy.
Come on, y'all.
I mean, look at the glasses.
It can't be a nerd. It can't be a nerd.
Yes, it can. It can be a hot nerd. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm a hot nerd. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I am. All right, anyway, we are the end. I saw you.
Really good. I remember I went to a restaurant and I didn't order anything. So the waiter was asking me if I liked stuff. And I was there with my Air Force team or whatever, and it was a bunch of guys and just me. And they were like, oh, Serene, your bill is going to be so expensive. I'm like, well, no, the only thing I ordered was a lemonade. That's it. I didn't order the shrimp and all of that extra stuff. My bill was €3, because I didn't order anything. He was just giving me stuff for free. I was very excited. I said, oh, I have to come back here.
Absolutely. We are like 100, and we just love, we love Spain. Mm-hmm. We love Europe. We just. All right. Anyway, back to the book. So you said.
Back to the book.
Okay, I'm sorry. So how on earth are you going to put all those experiences and all that wonderful world travel into one book and make us feel like we've been there?
Well, actually, this particular book, Call Me Queen, has 7 short stories. And the short stories have characters from the ages of 5 to 25. And each short story tells the story of that particular character's journey and her triumph. Now, one of the characters is a military member, and she tends to resonate with a lot of my male readers because a lot of my friends are active duty, reserve, you know, things like that. And she starts off her time in time of war during the original early stages of the Iraqi War in 2003. And a lot of people that I've noticed, especially military, they gravitate to her story, because she's traveling, she's in a foreign country, she's in a place where she didn't really expect to be in. She's only 21 years old, you know, so she's living this life that most people don't get to see, and seeing the world in a way that most people don't get to go and see those things. So she's my traveler in the book. I'm actually writing another book, and she's going to be doing some traveling as well, the follow-up to Call Me Queen. So I try to incorporate, like I said, my experiences that I've had and little tidbits in the characters to show, you know, we go places, we do things, we see things, we experience things, and it's a wonderful thing if you can do it. You know, if you can do it, get your passport and go.
Oh, yeah, we it's been 3 weeks, and we're like, we're trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
And it's really funny, because we have some friends that really travel a lot, and they always ask them and us and everyone, how can you even travel, how do you do things, blah, blah, blah. And she said, right, while you're getting the new design of purses, I have one 2 years ago, because it's worth the ticket to me.
Yeah.
It's worth the ticket.
You know, instead of going out to eat, I'm saving up money, and then, yay, I got my ticket. But that's, once again,
we're on topic. She's talking about travel, and we love travel. I think that's really what it is.
Yeah.
But let's get back on topic.
You said a different book is coming out, so do we have a suspective date, anything that you want to plug?
And also, can you show our audience your book you have it handy, the one you have?
Can you see it?
Yes. Please go buy it.
It's available on Amazon and Kindle and CreateSpace.
Right. Yeah. It says Call Me Queen.
Right. Call Me Queen.
I
love the color, the cover. My favorite color is purple. So.
Yes. I
remember going at your table at the festival and going, I gotta talk to the author of that book.
Yeah, it's just pretty, you know? It's just a pretty book.
It is. And
I get that a lot when I was in Dallas. I went to Dallas a week after I met you all in Silver Spring. I'm all over the place with this book. And I actually had a lot of guys say, wow, your book is pretty. And I said, oh, you know, thank you. I didn't expect the men to, you know, really gravitate to that. But men and women, they're like, wow, that's so pretty. The flower and the queen and all of it. I said, yes, thank you. You know.
So what can we expect in the next one?
The next one is the follow-up. It's based off of one character. So if you read this one, you would understand what I'm saying, but I can't give it away, so I'm not
going to go into it.
But it's based off of one character, and her journey just continues. again, what she went through, because at the end of this book, it's her character is only one chapter, and it literally says the journey continues. So I continued it in the next book, which is called A Goddess Dream, because she's really, really stepping into her own, even though she's going through more turmoil, her self-actualization, her self-love has dramatically increased, and you can see the progression from Call Me Queen until A Goddess Dream, that this character has really grown into her own self, which we all have to do. We all have to step into our own. We all have to get through these things and still have the faith and hope to broaden our horizons and keep us grounded and humble and remember those past instances saying, you know what, that actually prepares me for today. So I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just going to get through it and move on to the next one and grow. So the whole thing is really about positivity, even though she goes through some mess. Like, I'm telling you, this woman, she has a lot on her plate. And like with Call Me Queen, there are some sensitive issues, especially for the, you know, for the teenager. There's a single mother in the book. There's a woman going through a divorce, and there is a domestic violence scene. So it's a contemporary, both books are contemporary women, and they deal with women's issues. The next book even deals with the main character having a women's health issue and going through not only things with her husband, but, you know, going through the GYN and having surgeries. And it's those taboo situations that we don't speak about, but we all may be going through. It's relatable circumstances. So, I mean, we all have to get our checkups. And sometimes when we go to the doctor, we don't hear what we want to hear. We might find out that we have X, Y, and Z, and we have to figure that out. We have to go home and research and figure out what treatments and medications work for us, because it's not as widespread as it should be. So this character is not only dealing with home life with her husband, she's still a mother, but she's also dealing with a women's health crisis in her life that she was unaware of that she had for basically the majority of her existence. So it touches on, you know, endometriosis. I'm not sure if you all heard of that, but I'm a really big advocate for endometriosis. So the character actually has, I won't give that away, the character actually has endometriosis. So that was important for me to add in as well, because in our community, it's not something that is well known. I still get people all the time that says, what is that and how do you even spell it? So I'm constantly educating people on it. So I put the character in the book, and she's actually been diagnosed with it.
Oh my. She definitely does have some problems on her plate.
Okay, so one more question. And this is probably like the second to last question. What advice would you give, I'm assuming you're self-published because of Create Space, so what advice would you give self-published authors out there that listen and watch our show?
You know, ever since I wrote the book, my inbox, my DMs, Facebook, email, all of it, I get, oh, I've always wanted to write a book, but I never knew how to do it. I was in the same boat. I wanted to write a book for years, and I actually went to one of my friends who has written books and all these things, and I said, well, I know you're a publisher. Can you help me publish? And he said, three, you can figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it all. I looked at the message and said, okay, well, let me get to Google. So I basically figured it out. I found an editor, and the proofreader, and the graphic designer, and, you know, they did what they needed to do with their part, so I wouldn't drive myself crazy after I wrote it. And what I first did was, I have a cousin of mine who cannot stand reading. She'll tell you no heart, she's not a fan of novels, books, or anything. I had her read it.
Mm-hmm.
Before the edit, before even I added the poetry, because I actually added the poetry, which begins each short story, because that's my first literary love anyway. I said, can you read this and tell me if it's good? If it's not good, you know what? I can say I did it, put it away, move on to my next phase, because I have a lot of projects going on aside from being an author. And when she read it, she said, this is amazing. So that drove me. I said, if I can get somebody who doesn't read to read and like it and not be able to put it down, then you know what? This is something that I need to do. And I feel like everybody has a story within them to tell, and you have to choose your platform on how you want to tell the story. Mm-hmm. Now, if you specifically want to write a novel or a poetry book or self-help or whatever, you choose that platform, you research that, you figure out what genre is good for you, you find out, like I use CreateSpace, but there's other people that use like Lulu Publishing. You figure out what is good for you. Everything down to the minute detail of how big you want your book. Mine is a 6x9. Like, those things matter. And don't let other people discourage you and tell you that you can't. Because the people that are trying to say that you can't are telling themselves that they can't do whatever it is also. So try to keep the naysayers to a minimum. When I wrote the book, 2 people knew I wrote the book.
Yeah.
That's it. I wasn't telling everybody. I learned that a long time ago. I don't tell people a lot of things that I'm doing until it is done. Most people didn't know that I had a book until the day it was available on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I dropped that link and said, I'm a published author. And they're like, but wait a minute. I thought you were just a veteran. I thought you were just a model. Well, I'm not just anything. I'm just Dream. So if you want to say just Dream, then yeah, I'm an author. I'm a model. I'm a mom. I'm a mother. I'm an aunt, you know, I'm all of these different things. So I would say for anybody who wants to be an author, then be it. You can do it. There's room for everybody, and there's definitely room for more stories. There's room for creativity. I just turned Call Me Queen into a one-woman stage play.
Wow.
I've never acted a day in my life. I sat down and saw a playwright, a theater in New York City was looking for one-act stage plays that the plays could be between 10 minutes and 30 minutes. I said, well, I just wrote a novel. Clearly, I can write a play. I sat down for 2 hours and wrote a play, submitted it, and they accepted it.
That's amazing.
Then I said, okay, now I have to do this. But I noticed that as long as I tell myself that I can do it, I can do it. If I say that I can't do it, then I can't do it.
Exactly.
And it's legitimately as simple as that. Like, you have to go out and encourage yourself before anybody else can step in and encourage you for you. You have to tell yourself you can do it. Because when you start telling yourself, I don't know if I can, and you start doubting yourself, then you're creating obstacles in your own path that wouldn't be there if you just shut your mouth. So speak life unto yourself. That's all I have to say. If you want to write the story, write the story. Find some people that you can trust to read it, help you on your journey. If you have any questions, email me. Shoot, serenedemay@gmail.com. It's simple. I answer all kinds of questions all the time with all kinds of people. How you doing? What you doing? Where you going? I'm like, okay, look, if you want to do it, you'll do it. If you're not going to do it, you're going to make excuses. Either way, my time is not going to be wasted. I'm still going to go on to my next thing. You know, so that's really all I have to say about people who aspire to write. I would say write. I would say sit down, discipline yourself, and write it.
Okay, and that's all she has to say. She was dropping like so much knowledge. She's like, that's all I have to say. That's it. But we really appreciate you coming on. And you guys, if you guys need help with writing, Jez, you can check out our Writing Roundtable. It's going to be up on YouTube and podcast very soon.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'd like to say something. Because I never plug it. Yeah, we also do coaching and writing.
Okay, so that's awesome. But where can people find you? I know you just dropped your email address, but website and all that other stuff.
Okay, so you can get the book on Amazon. It's available Kindle edition and also CreateSpace. Instagram, Call Me Queen Novel. I'm on Twitter, Serene Renee. That's CyrenRenee. I'm on Facebook, Serene Renee. I'm on Facebook for the book page. It's Call Me Queen. I try to keep everything as simple as possible. I also have another Instagram, which is Serene Renee, which is for my modeling and stuff. So that I have a lot of things going on right now. So that's pretty much how you can get me. Either by the title of the book, Call Me Queen Novel, or Call Me Queen, or Serene Renee. I try to keep it as simple as possible. I don't want to have a whole bunch of hashtags. and underscores and little, no, yeah, too much.
Too much. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on, Miss Renee, and we are your ladies, Jade.
Hold on, the half face.
The half face today, but you can always find what we're doing on And We Thought, not Thought, Thought, like your brain.
Yeah.
AndWeThought.com, and just remember that wisdom is all around you if
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona with the two good fingers. Look at that.
And Jade.
Bye-bye.